Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Senate took the first step to end the government shutdown yesterday after a group of moderate Democrats agreed to proceed without a guaranteed extension of health care subsidies. At a news conference, Democratic Senator Jeanne Shaheen, one of the three former governors who voted to extend government funding until late January, in exchange for a mid-December vote on extending the health care tax credits, says these are conditions Republicans would agree to.
The agreement reinstates thousands of fired federal workers and provides back pay to more than a million others. It advances three bipartisan funding bills for agriculture and FDA, for military construction and veterans affairs, and for the legislative branch. It restores a real bipartisan appropriations budget process.
Final passage could be several days away if Democrats object and delay the process. President Trump has pardoned his former personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani, his former chief of staff Mark Meadows, and others accused of backing the Republicans' efforts to overturn the 2020 election. This is according to a Justice Department official. California health officials say preliminary tests found that ByHeart baby formula contained the type of bacteria that produces the toxin linked to a botulism outbreak. At least 13 infants in 10 states have gotten sick, and no deaths have been reported. In France, a Paris appeals court has decided to release former French President Nicolas Sarkozy from prison and place him under judicial supervision. The head of the BBC and the broadcaster's top news executive both resigned yesterday, following criticism over how the organization edited a speech by President Trump that he made on January 6, 2021, before protesters attacked the Capitol in Washington. Critics say the way the BBC edited the speech for a documentary last year was misleading and cut out a section where Trump said he wanted supporters to demonstrate peacefully.
The head of the BBC and the British broadcaster's top news executive have both resigned following criticism of the way the organization edited a speech by US President Donald Trump. The BBC said Director General Tim Davie and News CEO Deborah Turness had both decided to leave the corporation. Turness was in London to see her legal teams on Monday and took questions from local media.
I stepped down over the weekend because the buck stops with me. But I'd like to make one thing very clear. BBC News is not institutionally biased.
Britain's publicly funded national broadcaster has been accused of editing a speech Trump made on January 6 in 2021 before protesters attacked the Capitol in Washington. Critics say the edit that was part of a BBC documentary was misleading and cut out a section where Trump said he wanted supporters to demonstrate peacefully. Nayan Kim, London.
This is AP News. A deadly typhoon has hit the northern Philippines as the country was still dealing with the fallout from Typhoon Kalmagi. The AP's Nayan Kim reports.
Residents in the Philippines are cleaning up and mourning loved ones after Typhoon Phung Wong swept through the country's northwest. At least four people have been killed and more than 1.4 million displaced after Phung Wong blew out of the northern Philippines on Monday. The country is still dealing with the devastation from Typhoon Kalmagi, which left at least 224 people dead in central provinces last week before pummeling Vietnam, where at least five people were killed. Phung Wong slammed ashore in northeastern Aurora province on Sunday with sustained winds of up to 115 miles per hour, setting off floods and landslides and knocking out power to entire provinces. The typhoon is now forecast to head northwest toward Taiwan. I'm Nayan Kim.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
The Trump administration is demanding that states undo full SNAP benefits that were paid out after nonprofits and Democratic attorneys general sued to maintain the program. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is now calling those payments made by states as unauthorized, as two dozen states are warning about potential catastrophic operational disruptions if they are not reimbursed for benefits already paid out. Wisconsin, for example, loaded benefits for 700,000 residents, but after the U.S. Treasury froze reimbursements to Wisconsin. Wisconsin now anticipates running out of money by Monday. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
As the U.S. government shutdown drags on, foreign workers that support U.S. troops at military bases in Europe are also feeling the impact. Labor unions say over 1,300 workers in Italy and roughly 360 workers in Portugal weren't paid in October.
Angelo Zaccaria, a union coordinator at the Aviano Air Base, says there are workers struggling to pay their mortgages, to support their children, or even to pay the fuel to come to work.
The jobs include food service, logistics, and maintenance, but also specialized roles. Some workers are direct hires, while others are employed by private contractors. In Spain, one union said a delay was resolved with help from the Spanish government. Germany is covering the salaries of some 11,000 civilians there, counting on being repaid once the shutdown ends. I'm Jennifer King.
Air travelers are scrambling to adjust as airlines cut flights because of the government shutdown. More than 1,000 flights were cut, but the airline stayed mostly on schedule. Karen Soika was supposed to be on one of the canceled flights out of Newark.
Talked to a few people here. They're saying, if I were you, I would not travel over the next 3 days. It's going to get worse. TSA said that to me, and the airline counters said it, like, unofficially.
There were last-minute cancellations and long security lines at 40 airports targeted for the slowdown. Gail Daly was trying to fly out of Denver. She's sick of the shutdown.
It seems ridiculous when it's so obvious. It's just a game back and forth of holding out who's going to get their way.
Many travelers like Karen Soika are looking for alternatives.
I'm going to U-Haul, and I'm going to drive a truck cross-country to get back to Utah because I have to be back by Tuesday.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the number of canceled flights could double if the shutdown continues. I'm Ed Donahue.
UPS and FedEx say they are grounding their fleets of MD-11 cargo planes out of an abundance of caution at the recommendation of the plane's manufacturer. This comes after Tuesday's deadly crash at a UPS hub in Louisville, Kentucky. Those aircraft make up about 9% of the UPS fleet and 4% of the FedEx fleet. The death toll has grown to 14 people, including the three pilots. Todd Inman with the NTSB says they recovered audio from the cockpit voice recorder, suggesting the plane had been cleared for takeoff when a large fire developed in the left wing and an engine fell off.
About 37 seconds after the crew called for takeoff thrust, a repeating bell was heard on the CVR, which persisted until the end of the recording 25 seconds later.
Investigators have been gathering flight data, plane parts from the crash site, and multiple videos. They're also looking at what might have happened during several weeks when the 1991 plane was undergoing maintenance in San Antonio.
Authorities say the death toll from Tuesday's UPS plane crash in Louisville, Kentucky, rose to 13 people. National Transportation Safety Board member Todd Inman says audio from the cockpit voice recorder has been recovered.
About 37 seconds after the crew called for takeoff thrust, a repeating bell was heard on the CVR, which persisted until the end of the recording 25 seconds later.
Investigators know there was a fire in the plane's left wing and will use flight data to help get a clearer picture of what happened. They are also reviewing video records from the period of days the plane spent in maintenance in San Antonio. UPS released the names of the three pilots killed on Flight 2976. They were Captain Richard Wartenberg, First Officer Lee Truitt, and Relief Officer Captain Dana Diamond. Meanwhile, a lawsuit alleging negligence has been filed by an automotive repair shop and a resident treated after breathing in smoke, naming UPS and the manufacturer of the plane and its engine as defendants. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is the AP Market Report. Stocks wound up mixed on Wall Street, but still clocked their first weekly loss in the last four. The S&P 500 edged up 0.1% Friday. The benchmark index spent most of the day in the red. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 74 points. It's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.2%. Block sank 7.7%. The parent company of Square and Cash App reported results that fell shy of forecasts. Peloton jumped 14.2%. The exercise equipment maker turned in results that beat forecasts. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury was little changed at 4.09%. Seth Soutell, New York.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. Jonathan Taylor rushed for 244 yards and three touchdowns, including a game-winning 8-yard score with 3:31 left in overtime to give the 8-2 Colts a 31-25 win over the Falcons in Berlin.
That's the kind of games you live for. Those are the kind of games that you remember.
The 8-2 Patriots won their 7th straight over the Buccaneers. Former NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue died Sunday at age 84. College football, Texas returned to the top 10 in the AP Top 25. 5. On Saturday, Omar Cooper Jr.'s toe-tap TD in the final minute helped number 2 Indiana stay unbeaten with a 27-24 win at Penn State.
It was a really close call.
Cleveland Guardians pitchers Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz have been indicted on charges they took bribes to give sports bettors advance notice of the types of pitches they'd throw and intentionally tossed balls instead of strikes to ensure successful bets. They have been on non-disciplinary paid leave since July while Major League Baseball investigated what it called unusually high in-game betting activity when they pitched. Ortiz was arrested Sunday by the FBI in Boston. His lawyer issued a statement that his client was innocent. Clase was not in immediate custody. Lenny Wilkins, a 3-time inductee into the Basketball Hall of Fame, died Sunday at age 88. Wilkins was honored as both a player and a coach. He coached 2,487 NBA games, a record that still stands. He passed Boston's Red Auerbach for the then NBA regular season wins record in 1995.
I don't know how he did it for 938 games.
In football, former NFL commissioner Paul Tagliabue also died Sunday at the age of 84. Tagliabue, who had Parkinson's disease, was commissioner from 1989 when he succeeded Pete Rozelle until 2006.
I feel fortunate that I took over in tough times and I tried to lead with new ideas, new concepts.
He was elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame as part of a special centennial class in 2020. President Donald Trump has become the first sitting president in nearly a half century at a regular season NFL game. He attended the Washington Commanders contest against the Detroit Lions on Sunday. House Speaker Mike Johnson was among those who joined Trump in a suite at Northwest Stadium. Before the president's arrival, he flew over the stadium in Air Force One. Only two other times did a president go to an NFL game during the regular season while in office: Richard Nixon in 1969 and Jimmy Carter in 1978. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Israel confirms receiving the remains of a soldier killed in Gaza in 2014. A solemn song is heard outside a forensic institute in Tel Aviv. Police officers are lined up saluting the convoy carrying the remains of Hadar Golden, a soldier killed in Gaza in 2014 and held for 11 years. Hamas returned the remains, which they say were found in a tunnel in Rafah. Golden was killed in 2014, just after a ceasefire started in that year's war between Israel and Hamas. The return of his remains marks a significant development in the U.S.-brokered truce. It also ends a painful chapter for Golden's family, who ran a decade-long campaign to bring his remains home. New Russian strikes kill civilians in Ukraine. Ukrainian authorities say a Russian drone slammed into an apartment building in Dnipro, where many inside were sleeping, killing at least 4 people and wounding 12 others, including children. The attack in Ukraine's fourth-largest city was part of a Russian barrage targeting power infrastructure. Russia fired more than 400 drones, including ballistic missiles, of which Ukraine intercepted a majority, but still, 25 locations were struck. In response, Ukrainian strikes have disrupted power to some Russian cities near the border, according to Russian officials. The two countries continue to trade assaults on energy targets, while U.S.-led diplomatic efforts to end the war are not advancing. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Peace talks between Pakistan and Afghanistan in Istanbul have ended without coming to an agreement. Officials say the sides blamed each other for the breakdown in negotiations aimed at easing border tensions and maintaining a fragile ceasefire. Zabihullah Mujahid, Afghanistan's Taliban government spokesman, stressed the need for regional cooperation. In general, developments in the region should be shared with all neighboring countries in order to prevent conspiracies and insecurity. Some groups have received projects from major powers and are trying to destabilize the region. Since we share borders with Iran, Central Asia, and Russia, these countries should remain alert and attentive. The talks, mediated by Turkey and Qatar, was viewed as a significant diplomatic effort. But despite intense diplomacy, discussions concluded without tangible progress. Hospital officials in Khan Yunis say Israel has returned the bodies of around 15 Palestinians to Gaza. A hospital worker described the condition of the bodies that arrived. It was in an advanced state of decomposition, and it appeared to have been buried under soil as it was contaminated with dirt. It arrived to us in a state of severe freezing and was inside white plastic bags containing a blue tubular bag. At this moment, these bodies are being examined by the forensic department. This comes a day after Hamas handed over the remains of a hostage to Israel under the terms of a fragile ceasefire. Gaza health officials report that more than 69,000 Palestinians have been killed in the Israel-Hamas war, with a recent increase linked to bodies being recovered from the rubble during the ceasefire. Meanwhile, in the West Bank, Israeli settlers have attacked Palestinian farmers and others during the olive harvest. Rights groups say arrests for settler violence remain rare. A Russian drone has slammed into a tower block in eastern Ukraine, killing around 4 people and injuring more than 10. Rescuers rushed through the debris, helping survivors in the aftermath. Ukrainian authorities reported the attack on Dnipro, which is Ukraine's 4th largest city. It was part of a large Russian missile and drone barrage targeting energy infrastructure across the country. Ukrainian forces shot down more than 400 drones and 9 missiles, and 25 locations were struck. Authorities switched off power in several regions due to the attacks. The Kremlin claims its targets are linked to Kyiv's war effort. Meanwhile, fighting for the strategic city of Pokrovsk has reached a key stage. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
On this week's AP Religion Roundup, the German government bans a Muslim group and Jewish reaction to the election of New York's first Muslim mayor.
On January 1st, I will be sworn in as the mayor of New York City.
Within hours of Zoran Mamdani's election as New York's first Muslim mayor, there were swift and harsh reactions from his Jewish critics. Notably, the Anti-Defamation League, which combats anti-Semitism, launched an initiative to track policies and personnel appointments of the incoming administration. The ADL said its goal was to protect Jewish residents during what it called a period of unprecedented anti-Semitism in New York City. Mamdani's main rival, former Governor Andrew Cuomo, received roughly 60% of the Jewish vote, according to the AP voter poll. Throughout his campaign, Mamdani was steadfast in his criticism of Israel's military conduct in Gaza, depicting it as a genocide targeting Palestinians. But he denounced the October 7, 2023 Hamas attack on Israel and denied suggestions that he is insufficiently opposed to anti-Semitism. The German government has banned a Muslim group over accusations of violating human rights and has conducted raids against 2 others. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The German Interior Ministry says the banned group Muslim Interactive promotes anti-Semitism and discrimination against women and sexual minorities. Interior Minister Alexander Dobrindt tells reporters the violence of the constitutional order is characterized by the fact that Interactive has repeatedly called for the establishment of a caliphate in the past, thereby clearly expressing its rejection of both democracy and the rule of law. The government also argues the group poses a threat by promoting Islam as a sole social model. Investigations are underway against 2 other groups too, Generation Islam and Reality Islam. Authorities have been searching premises in Hamburg, Berlin and Hesse in connection with the investigations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Walter Ratliff.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.